Memphis Wrestling is back! Come and see the stars of Championship Wrestling from Memphis on Sunday, March 7th at 2 p.m. Limited tickets are on sale now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
This episode is brought to you by Spunk Lube. Spunk Lube is the perfect blend of water and silicone. It is an all-purpose personal lubricant that can be used for any occasion. You will love the natural feeling and look of it. It is safe for sensitive skin. Go to spunklube.com and tell them Shootin' the Shiznit sent you.
You better tell someone. Tell someone about stspod.club. Tell them now. Call them. Text them. Tell them. Telegram. Send them video messages. Whatever. Tell them.
All the Right Notes, the first book by Twitter influencer Lance Levine. It's a wild ride down a path of musical adventure that recaps many random run-ins with rock royalty, such as U2, Slash, The Ramones, The Goo Goo Dolls, and many more. And all the crazy occurrences that have happened to him that trace back to music. All the Right Notes is 209 pages, sure to bring a smile to your face and to remind you how much music has probably touched your life as well.
All the Right Notes, available now on Amazon in paperback for $14.99 and on Kindle for all you tech warriors for $9.99. Also at local Chicago bookstores, as well as Rolling Stone Records on Harlem and Irving. If you can't find it, ask for it by name. All the Right Notes by Lance Levine. And I have been told I could not put it down. I read it all in one day. So order it now and see what all the fuss is about.
Brian Trammell, Rhino JB, rolling into Memphis. Premieres February 27th on ChampionshipWrestlingMemphis.com.
Shootin' the Shiznit, shootin' the Shiznit. Best little wrestling podcast in the business. Your host, BT. And all his guests, you never know who he'll have next. Shooting the Shiznit, shooting the Shiznit. Best little wrestling podcast in the business. Shooting the Shiznit.
Hey, we're live from, well, we're from STS Studios in Jonesboro, Arkansas, and it's cold as a well digger's well, whatever you want to say. How's it going, guys? How the hell is it?
Pretty good. This is Richard Mulligan for P3 Radio, joined by my co-host and best friend,
Josh Briley.
Right there.
Right here.
Put my finger in him there.
Wait, don't finger him. This is Sunday. This is Sunday, and it's in the South. We don't finger in the South.
Hey, it's Valentine's Day,
man. And it's snowing.
The day of love. It's Valentine's.
Got to stay in and do something.
It's Valentine's. That's what I call it.
That's what I called it until I was like 20 years old. Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I know. My baby girl got on to me, and the wife got on to me. The reason this is a brand new show we're going to put on. It's going to be a quickie. I know both you guys enjoy quickies. But it will be called Sunday Conversations, and if I feel like bringing somebody on and talking for about 20 minutes, you'll get the commercials at the beginning and at the end of the show. You'll get all of the show right here on Facebook Live, Twitter, YouTube, whatever you're watching. I'm bringing Richard on for a reason. Richard, you were the best shiznitter ever in 2020. Congratulations, brother.
Yeah, you can. From now on, you can call me
Coño Príncipe,
because I was the best shiznitter ever. For 20, was it 2021 or 2020?
It's 2020. Did I say 2021?
No, you didn't. I was just confused.
Yeah. Go ahead. I want you to get serious here. What took you all the way to the championship and the win?
Oh, I paid people off.
Okay. All right. Good deal, then.
No, I mean, basically just sheer will. Those last couple of shows, I was very distracted with some home problems going on. I don't know how I, you know, like I said, I don't
it's
know
like,
how I rode
like
the
Ali
wave.
Ali when he was in trouble, he was against the ropes, but yeah. He still bounced back and knocked them motherfuckers out, son.
Rope-a-doping. But it was a blast doing that. And like I said, every time I came on, if I didn't have it, if I felt like, well, you know, I need to do something, you know, to win this, I did something stupid, like put a wrestling mask on or something. So I think the key to winning this contest this year was just connecting with the audience. It wasn't really having a good argument.
Now, everyone that plays this and loses really quick, they will tell you that it's a lot harder to do than it looks like.
Josh?
Josh, you said that. I mean, just right there on the fly, all you know is the questions, and it's like 12 hours before the show, but you don't know what I'm going to say. You just know the categories.
Well, that and, like, you know, the first round I had to go against resident Dragon Slayer Richard over
there. Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
No, it's
Coño Príncipe.
Thank you.
To be fair, though, I mean, what did I get, like 40-something% of the votes?
You did pretty good against him compared to some of the other people that, like, got hardly nothing. So
that means I got silver, right?
Jeez.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I ain't used to getting all this love, guys. You know, I told you my father left, so... Go ahead. I used to all this love. I
He's
might
not
start
used
crying
to all this
here.
Male attention.
Yeah.
So. Oh man, I told you this on your show, but every time I hear somebody talking about their father and that their father left them or something like that, I hear that sound effect every time in my mind. I'm like,
he'll be back. So. He'll be back. He's just going to get milk, Richard Lee.
That's not what your mom told you, right? That he will be back. Oh, okay, all right. I feel better about
no,
that.
No, she said, we're leaving this son of a bitch. Get in the car, Richard.
I'm two, Mama.
I'm two, and I don't remember. All right, so the winner, we've only had one other winner before, and he never would send me a picture of him in a T-shirt, so I'm not going to put him over. But what I'm going to do, though, we're going to do this on cam. And because we're able to, the technology has changed, guys. You know how the technology, I mean, we're putting on a TV show right here on Facebook. So yeah. You can do all kinds of things. I mean, have you seen, you know, there's all kinds of sex toys that you can use online and, you know, all kinds of stuff. So what I'm going to do is, Richard, I'm going to throw you the T-shirt and then I want you to show all our viewers on Facebook and viewers on YouTube, actually what you won by winning the championship this year. So here we go. Here's the shirt. Oh, there we go. Sorry about that, buddy. Sorry.
Well, let me back up here a little bit.
There we go. All right. Look at that. Rainbow poop.
Mic down a little bit there.
The champ is here. Richard Lee Mulliken.
Yeah, I stole that. You know that old John Cena T-shirt with the belts on it? Do y'all know they sold those for like $4.99 when no one would buy them, and I ordered one because I'm this huge mark. I walk around with the belt on. So
I've got one with the U.S. title.
Oh, all right. So yeah. I don't feel as bad. While we're here, and it's Sunday Conversations, I got to tell you something going on right now in Memphis, Tennessee. They're getting ready. At 2 o'clock, they'll start the show and tape three shows of Memphis Champions – or Championship Wrestling for Memphis. Let me get that right. What's y'all's thoughts about having, well, Memphis Wrestling back? Kind of like the new guys. Not all new guys, but actually, this reminds me of when Power Pro started. There's a new, you know, incarnation of professional wrestling in Memphis. So how do you guys think about this?
Well, I mean, I think it's never a bad thing to have wrestling in Memphis, right? I mean, even if it's people that's new that people, I mean, let's be honest, you can't bring back the guys from the past all the time and start a show.
That was one of my questions too. Yeah, but go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Josh?
Well, you know, honestly, I feel like that Memphis hasn't had real wrestling. And when I say that, I'm not being like, I'm not trying to demean anybody. I just mean wrestling on TV where there's a contract involved and, you know, you provide wrestling for a television network. And the last time that I remember seeing that, Richard was on Corey Macklin's deal, the Home of Rhythm and Bruise or whatever. And that was the last time. And that was what, 08, 09, yeah, something like that. And since 08, 09, we haven't had Memphis wrestling. So I'm kind of excited. And, you know, there's a lot of young kids out there that honestly do watch WWE and they like to get attached to local stars and stuff. So it's a good time to establish, you know, if they're going to bring the heat, you know, and actually have different characters and stuff that they can latch on to, man, it's a new beginning.
Yeah, I you know, I'm really excited about it. Going to be part of the review show, and we're going to do it just like we've done our Dynamite show. We're going to do it with the new guy, Twitch guy, Rhino JB is his name. It should be fun. But Richard, you touched on something that I wanted to touch with you. yes, right. That's what that man across the street said. But is the thing with quit touching Josh? I told you about that. Is the old guy? So my question is: do you want to see Jerry Lawler and Bill Dundee and those guys in the ring again?
I don't want to see. I want to see them do it like they do with AEW or WWE. You know, bring them back for the nostalgia. But running programs, man. I mean, I have all the respect in the world for guys like Lawler and Dundee, but I mean, you get to that point of realism. You know, there's a reason why UFC fighters like Ken Shamrock and Dan Severin aren't going out there anymore. I mean, and it's no disrespect. It's just the nature of the business. Age does no jobs. You know what I mean? Like as you get older, Michael Jordan ain't going out there shooting three pointers with the guys anymore and winning championships. I mean, as you get older, your body breaks down. So, I mean, I would like to see them have a presence, you know, maybe even do like a commissioner spot, maybe even do an interview spot. Use them like the NFL. You know, we have an analyst here that spent 45 years in the wrestling business. You know, tell us what your thought was there. You know what I mean? Something like that. But as far as entering talent, no, you've got to, even my age group, I'm like 37. I'm starting to fall out of favor with the wrestling group because, you know, I quit because of my back. And I mean, I quit when I was like, what, 33? So, no, 29. I was 29 when I stopped because of my back. So, you know, age and injuries break you down, and you really need to look to the youth here. I believe the children are our future. And if you teach them well, let them lead the way, they'll show you all the beauty that they possess inside.
Think about this. I think, if anything, Lawler needs to be in the Heenan role now to where, you know, he's on. If anything, I know, you know, championship wrestling from Memphis isn't in any way affiliated with WWE. Right. So the chance of him doing commentaries slim to none right now. But I mean, if they would allow him to come and like do something like get into it with somebody like a manager or him be like the in like the Taz role of kind of like what Taz is trying to do with AEW right now, that'd be pretty cool. But I don't think that she should be like, you know, doing main events and stuff like that. But I think, you know, he would be good to, you know, like I said, like a Heenan type role.
I would say that if they do something with him, let him come on. And yeah, I mean, let's be honest. Dustin right now is spearheading all this. He's becoming the face of Memphis wrestling. Let Lawler come on and pass the torch, you know. Let him come on and do the job for Dustin. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way.
No, I want to know. That's the problem, yeah. Richard, that I've talked about. And we talked about, I talked about it with Neil Taylor a little bit. But if you're on the Patreon and you're listening to this or the Neil Taylor, you'll hear us talking about this. The problem is the typical thing that should be done that was done for Lawler, Dundee, and those guys is that Lawler, Dundee, and of all people, but I'm going to go ahead and say Randy Hales, those guys right there should show up and say, why are we not on wrestling? And they should beat up the young guys, which Neil said they shouldn't beat up the young guys, but they should do something. And then the young guys come back, they lay out Lawler, Dundee, they lay out Randy Hales, and we see you later, bye. We don't see them on television anymore, and the torch has been passed. But tell me if you can remember, and Josh is a huge Memphis wrestling fan, me too. You said that Josh remembers stuff better than me. Josh, I've asked this to everybody, and tell me if I'm wrong. The last two guys that they made since, now this is since Jimmy Hart left. Jimmy Hart, remember going to the WWE, was Brian Christopher and Jeff Jarrett, and maybe PG-13. But was there anybody else that they actually pushed that, and maybe Kevin what? I'll mention Kevin then. That even got over or was let get over?
I mean, the only like big names that come to mind, I mean, they were already established, but I mean, the Moondogs versus Jeff Jarrett and Jerry Lawler was, I think, the
feud. There's Jerry Lawler, too, and the Moondogs who were from the – that's right, though. You think – it's hard to come up with
the feud of the year, I think, in 92 for
– Right, right.
But yeah, aside from PG-13 and Brian Christopher, I mean, because Jeff, he started in what, like 86? So, I mean, he was already going to be plugged in anyways. But, no, they never made anybody, I mean, like that got over huge. You know what I mean?
And that's the problem. I mean, you know, everybody talks about, you know, Memphis died because of WWE. I think the documentary needs to be made about Memphis died because they didn't want to push anyone else. And I understand part of it. Lawler and Dundee both have told me this personally. The reason we didn't want to push people was because we thought they might end up leaving and going to the WWE. I understand that. But, you know, Corny did it kind of. You know, when he did Smoky Mountain, I think he kind of did it right there. He would still push them, and then when they was ready to go, see you later. But you had to get a star over it, and they never did get a star over.
The only person that else that comes to mind actually did go to WWE, but it didn't last very long, would be like Dale, you know?
I mean, right. Yeah, I didn't think about it. Yeah, you're right.
He didn't get to where, I guess, Brian or the other guys did.
And I mean, that's not counting your Kurt Angles, your Steve Bradleys.
No, I'm not counting them. Yeah, I'm talking about a Memphis star that's going to, yeah, that they're going to keep putting over, and there's nobody there. What, you know, you worked for Corey, and I asked Neil the same thing about Corey. How difficult was it to work with him and think that she was going to get over, you know, over at all?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. We knew, and I know this is going to sound bad, we knew when to pitch our gimmicks. Like, okay, so I used to do this gimmick. I did it for a little while. I was just trying to do something to come back from the broke leg, where it was going to be this crazy football player. His name was going to be Blitz. And I remember I got the gear up and everything, and I looked huge. And everybody was like, man, you know, if Lawler saw this, you know, he'd put you over because you're just a big guy, and that gimmick makes you look even bigger. So, you know, he would at least do a program with you or something. And I was like, okay, cool. If I get one program out of it, that's great. Well, the day I showed up, Lawler wasn't there. And they're like, go get your gear, show it to Corey. And I think I had like a 5-minute spot where we wrestled Too Cool Too, me and the Gladiator, and got beat. And, you know, like really, really quickly. So it was hard. If he looked at you one way, I know there was a bunch of times that I went to Memphis and didn't get booked because, you know, for whatever reason, you know, Miles might not be there that week, and like he had to work. So like if he couldn't be there and I'd go, they wouldn't put me on. Like I was the tag team guy. So if he looked at you a certain way, there was a really hard way to get over that. So
I think the thing you're going to see with is the organization that they're going to have writing TV. They got people that's been doing it for a long time. And I'm, you know, David from Championship Wrestling from Hollywood is going to be there and producing shows. I think they're going to have a little bit more. I actually think after reading some of Hells's book that Power Pro was a lot more organized than, you know, the Corey. Everybody talks about Corey, you know, just put shit together, where we had guys like Lawler would actually have kind of a layout a lot better, like the old. My opinion about Dundee and Lawler, and I'll go back to that, is I would love to see one of them in the Eddie Marlin role. I would love to see Dundee coming out in the Eddie Marlin role going, well, I tell you what, next week, blah blah blah. I don't do the accent, but I think that would be that would be the perfect thing. So go ahead, somebody, you know,
one more time, touch him one more time, you won't wrestle nowhere again. I love that, and Dundee would be perfect.
He would be perfect. All right. One quick question. We'll get out of here. Like I said, this is going to be a quickie. Jackson, Tennessee has wrestling on a regular basis. I started laughing because every time I send y'all a poster, y'all are like, what the hell is that? We've not seen that poster. But Bert Prentice, and there's all kinds of rumors, and I'll say this first and foremost, this is all rumors, that Bert and Lawler will start running on the same Sundays that Memphis Wrestling tries to do tapings also. What's your opinions of Bert's promotion there? And does he, you know, is it something that compete against, you know, Championship Wrestling for Memphis? And I will say this because I think it's stupid for him doing it because the pie is just so big. And, you know, I mean, he's trying to get more. I don't think he could get as many people as Dustin is going to draw. But then when you separate both of them, it hurts everything. So it's better just to have, and I don't understand why there's Dustin actually came on his show and said Lawler and Dundee, he would love to have them on the show, but they won't ever wrestle. And apparently that's hurt some feelings. But talk to us about Burt Prentice and wrestling there in Jackson. What do y'all know since y'all are for Jackson?
I mean, here's the thing about Jackson. Jackson's very fickle. Like you and I've lived here my whole life. Me and Josh both have. You have to be in their face. Hey guys, we got wrestling coming. Did I tell you there's wrestling coming? Hey, there's wrestling coming. I mean, you have to almost be on their alarm clock. You have to be on the 10 o'clock news, and you have to almost have a billboard outside of every one of them's house because they are going to forget. They're not going to want to come. They're not going to want to be there. And the venue that they're using right now. You know, I think the biggest show they had was the one at the ballpark. The two things they had working for them, and I'm not trying to slight them at all, but the two things they had working for them, it was in the middle of COVID when people wanted to get out of the house, which that helps. And they had a bunch of like reputable superstars on there, that people knew them, Jake Roberts, Arn Anderson, the list goes on and on of like these old superstars that people haven't seen. You know, we've seen the Lawlers, we've seen all the Memphis stars around here, but the guys that people hadn't seen before. That helped them. But to be honest, man, they're in a venue right now that they run shows out of that only fills up the floor. And, you know, I've offered help before because, you know, of what my job is. I have connections with an emailing list that could help them out, but nothing. And they've stepped up their game with the radio ads. You know, I've heard them on the radio and I've seen some billboards, which is a lot better because they've been here, what, now 3 years?
I know, but the funny thing was, until recently, I would send y'all a poster, and y'all didn't even see the poster anywhere. So that was the weird thing. Y'all never, what? They got a show coming up? I'd be like, it was a joke. It's a running joke between us. If I send it on Saturday, y'all going to the show kind of thing, which when COVID gets, there's some things I want to do. Bird hates me, by the way. So I think he's got me blocked on Facebook. So I love to be blocked. So.
Here's the thing about Bird and USA Championship Wrestling, whatever it's called and all that. Like you said, you know, I respect, you know, what they're trying to do and all that. But I mean, the bottom line is, you know, they just got TV here in Jackson. I mean, yeah, our TV goes, you know, a little ways, but I mean, if that's all you're trying to do, then why are you trying to
be an asshole? That's right.
Why are you trying to take fruit out of somebody else's plate and run opposition, you know, when you're only trying to go so high anyways. And I honestly think that, with what Championship Wrestling from Memphis is trying to do, I mean, the sky's the limit. You know what I mean? As far as who they're hooking up with and who they're trying to do business with. They're not trying to run opposition of anybody, you know? And like I said, I mean, I have faith that they're going to try to get in like new stars, like independent talent that is, I guess you would call like internet darlings and stuff like that. They're going to try to get those type.
Well, also you got so many young guys in the Memphis area that have never been shown on television. They've got all this experience and you've never seen them on Memphis TV. But, and like y'all guys said, it was what, 15 years ago. So that's a cool thing.
The thing about Bird is he's content with just using the same like 8 or 9 guys that he always uses. And he's not trying to, I mean, aside from like, you know, when you get like a WWE Legends or something like that. But I mean, you're only paying so much for them and that only goes so far. You know what I mean? You're not trying to build anything really besides the Star Twins. You know what I mean?
I understand. And I wish one of these days, if I could ever get anyone that's worked with Bert, there's 2 or 3 different ways Bert runs a show. And it's almost the best way of putting it, it's almost sold from the day one. So there's all kinds of ways of promoting. And I think, you know, he's been doing this for a long time and he knows more than I do about that part of the business. Hey, real quick, we're going to get off here. Go ahead and put your stuff over. Tell us how to listen to, watch P3 Radio.
Josh, you're the master of that. Why don't you take that over for us?
Well, on Twitter, we are at P3 Radio, the number one. On Facebook, we are putting a search for our Pop Poncho, and you'll find our profile. And like on all podcasting apps, whether it be iTunes, Podbean, Google Play, whatever. I mean, put in P3 Radio, all one word, and you will find us. Or if you want to get old school and call us, leave us a voicemail or send us a text, whatever. Our phone number is 731-300-6675.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining us for Sunday Conversations debut episode. Might be the only episode we ever do. What the hell? Same bad time, same bad channel on the best little wrestling podcast in the business. Be there. And as everyone knows, and Josh and Richard know, I love my mama.
Join us on Sunday, March 7th for our live TV tapings at Top of the Line Banquet Hall. Limited tickets are on sale now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
This episode is brought to you by Spunk Lube. Spunk Lube is the perfect blend of water and silicone. It is an all-purpose personal lubricant that can be used for any occasion. You will love the natural feeling and look of it. It is safe for sensitive skin. Go to spunklube.com and tell them Shootin' the Shiznit sent you.
All right.
Local needs, Wayne's World, yummy time, excellent.
That's right, free delivery for selected local businesses on Uber Eats. If you use the code EATS-BRIANT247900UE, that's EATS-BRIANT247900UE, you share that code, I'm sharing it with you, you get $20 off a $25 order, and $10 kickback comes to us here at Shootin' the Shiznit. Use Uber Eats now! You know what time it is. It's time to talk about our sponsor. Let me put this sponsor up. Everybody said, Manscaped, I need you to go right now. Promo code STSPOD. STSPOD. We are in the thick of winter. Oh, man. It is a big winter storm where Lance is. It looks like
2 feet.
Looks like 1 to 3 inches are in the forecast when you trim that hibernation bush that's taking place in your pants. Luckily, our partners, that's right, our buddies over at Manscaped, specialize in products to make sure you're walking around town with beautiful snowballs.
All right, so Manscaped is here to provide you with the best tools for your grooming experience. They got precision-engineered tools for your family jewels, you know, because rhyme it. I get the good line. So the lawnmower 3.0 trimmer is the best hygiene tool for the modern man because of the ceramic blade, the advanced skin-safe technology. Your snags on your snowballs will be reduced. There won't be any. So the trimmer is also waterproof, so you can trim in the shower, trim in the jacuzzi if you're a savage like me. You know, I don't know where you trim, but the jacuzzi works for me. So Manscaped's performance package is the best buy of 2021. It is the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0 Weed Whacker, the ear and nose hair trimmer. That is invaluable because, you know, as guys, as we get older, the nose and the ear hair is there. Performance boxer briefs, I may or may not be wearing them right now, and a travel bag to keep it all in. So
you were just
nice
talking about the nasty nose and ear hair. They did a survey, and I think this is hilarious. 79% of the partners polled. 79 admitted they didn't like that. I think it was more like 100%. So you might as well use the best tools for the job. This bundle also comes with a crop preserver, ball deodorant, and crop reviver ball toner. Lance, just so everyone knows, we sit here, we do these commercials, and I'm going to throw this in. We use these products. We're just not BSing you and telling you to use the code. We actually use those products. This bundle also comes with a crop preserver. Also, it's the anti-chafing ball deodorant that will make your balls smell nice and make you feel like your testes are walking in winter wonderland. The Krupp Reviver is a spray-on toner for your balls. It's made with soothing aloe and witch hazel extracts that you will make your balls look up at you and say thanks.
And if you guys don't do this, I will get testy. Just to keep the record straight here. So don't get cold feet this winter. You do get 20% off and free shipping. What a great deal with the code STSPOD at manscaped.com. That's manscaped with a D, past tense, .com. So they also have a ton of other amazing men's hygiene products on their website, from disposable mats, which I need to find out about that for your pubes, and foot deodorant. So my feet don't smell, but I'll use a good foot deodorant every so often.
Right on, right on. 20% off of free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code STSPOD. That's 20% off of free shipping at manscaped.com. And use the code STSPOD. Did I say STPOD? Thanks to Manscaped. Guys, thank Manscaped for making our winter wieners look so good.
Did you enjoy that episode? Cash App us, that's right. $BTSTS. Cash App us $1, $2. If you Cash App us over $12, I'll give you 1 year of Patreon for free.
Graphic design is very important. Your logo is the first image potential customers see. What kind of impression would you want to make today? Need a podcast logo or a t-shirt design? KT does art. Her name has become synonymous with quality and professionalism in the graphic design community. She specializes in graphic design, painting, and more. She provides affordable commissions and professional quality with a timely delivery. Contact KT via email at KT_does_art@yahoo.com. Check out her Instagram at Instagram.com/KT_does_art.
Hey, that was another great episode of Shooting the Shiznit. We're currently looking for contestants for Who Wants to Be the Best Shiznitter Ever Championship 2021. A shout out to our sponsors this month. And also, we have Patreon. It is only $1 at www.patreon.com/shootingtheshiznit without a G. A big thank you and a shout out to Bob McGee at Pro Wrestling, Between the Sheets, and Gene Jackson at localstolegends.com. You can reach us on Twitter at comicbookmarkBT, Instagram BT Shooting the Shiznit without a G, Facebook Shooting the Shiznit with a G, and we're also at Cool Kids Wrestling and MMA Talk. You gotta ask to get in. If we don't like you, we'll kick you out. That's right. And you can get all the archives to all the episodes at www.stspod.club. All right, let's do a roll call of my favorite podcast. So my favorite non-wrestling podcast would be Who's Right Podcast, Poor Boys Podcast, The Official Podcast, Man Brain Podcast, My Favorite Murder Podcast, I Am Fat Podcast, and my buddies over there, Richard Josh at P3 Radio. Hey guys, thanks for joining us today. Remember, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.